What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in on this amazing August 24th day. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. This weekend, I'm going to be in Connecticut. You need to join us. Tune in live. Jamie Dixon, pastor in Maine, great friend, is going to be there Friday, Saturday. I'll be there Sunday. So excited to come back to the Northeast. Let's jump in. Today's is on identity. What a good subject, identity. Scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you have an enemy that can't get to you, he'll go after those closest to you, probably even your kids. The devil knows he can't get to God, so he goes after us. He wants us to question our calling, question God's love and acceptance, and question our identities. He wants us to war over our identity. So it's important that we understand exactly who we are and how valued we are by God. The devil will try to use other people to influence you to be somebody you're not. And many people are formed in the opinions of others. Another tactic of the enemy that he uses is pain and hurt. If you're so angry and offended that you reject all that's good, and the devil wins. He also uses culture, such as social media, to make you feel like who you are is not good enough. We need to listen to what God says about us. We need to control our thoughts, and we can't let the devil's idea get into our minds. Our identities matter, and only God can tell us who we are. Engaging heaven, who does God say that you are? I believe that the greatest crime committed today is identity theft in the church. The devil wants you nothing more than to not know who you are, right? Your identity matters. Who you are matters. And most importantly, who you're connected to, your father. You know, when you really understand that you're his child, then you're not navigating life wondering how things are going to work out. You know, everybody's facing promises they're waiting for, things they're believing for. But when you understand that he's a good father and you're his children, you just have a different expectation it's going to work out. My daughter's learning how to swim, and she's cute, right? She's in one aspect, you know, she's 3 years old and she swims pretty good, right? She's like this thick little blurb in the water, you know, like just moving her body really fast, trying to swim. It's cute. And she started like standing on the steps of the pool and just calmly jumping in my arms or swimming to me, really. And then one day she really got big time and she jumped in from the side of the pool, swam to me. She knows diggers and flippers. She's learning how to swim. Well, now something crazier happens. She will jump on me even when I'm not looking. Yeah, it's challenging, right? So I could be talking with one of my other kids or playing with my other son, and she will just get up, run to the side of the pool, and boom. You know, I don't fully trust her in the deep end, like, without anyone near her. Like, she can swim, but I'm not chancing that right now. And it's tough because I don't see her. And she'll just jump, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'll, like, cram it all around to make sure she's okay. A couple times she jumped, I didn't pay attention, and she's, like gasping, like, struggling because she's looking for a side of a pool or looking for a dad to hold it, and I didn't know she was jumping. You know what? I'm not going to scold her, make her feel like she's horrible, or tell her how dangerous it is what she's doing. You know what I do? I understand that when you're around your dad, you find significance, right? You have confidence. She knows that who I am in her life, and that just causes her to jump. That's how children are, right? They were arguing in the Bible, the disciples, about who was the greatest. Why? Because it was a silly argument, really. But the closer you get to Jesus, the more you want to be great. And so today, identity is everything. Are you taking risks, right? Are you making jumps because you know your dad's there? Are you being bold because you know your father's nearby? Are you sharing your faith? Are you standing for truth? Are you, you know, are you believing God and stepping out of the boat? Are you praying for people and sharing your faith? Why? Because I know my dad's there. He may not even have told me to do this right at the moment, but because he's with me, I know that I can't fail. Man, come on, friends, it's a different understanding. When all you've had is performance-based religious junk, you can't really move forward. I don't expect you to understand. But when you have a real family and a real relationship with the Father, then all of a sudden you believe, right? I just believe. My dad, if my dad is anywhere in the pool, I know that I'm going to be in over my head. I know there's a chance I'm going to be choking on some water, but I also know that I've never seen the righteous forsaken and my dad's there. And so he's going to help me. I wish we understood that. I wish we understood. I wish it wasn't a three-year-old needing to speak to us this morning, because I'm here to tell you from the Lord, whatever you're facing, your dad's there. Your dad's there. He's in the pool. He's not letting you go this far and not going to help you. He's not going to save you. He's not going to deliver you. Your dad is there. What you need a revelation of today is where your father is. Because if I'm not in that pool, hear me now, if I'm not in the pool, my daughter ain't getting that water. You know what she's going to do? She's going to keep walking around going, "Daddy, do you want to come in?" And she calls it teach me how to swim, because that's what I used to tell her. You can't get in the water unless I go in there to teach you how to swim. So even though she knows how to swim now, she still calls it teach me how to swim. So if I'm outside the pool, I could be having a cup of water at the front of the house. If the pool's open, she knows she could be in her swimming trunk. She ain't getting in. So she has to come to me, and her code word is, "Daddy, you come to teach me how to swim. Daddy, you come to teach me how to swim," which means what? "Daddy, are you getting in the pool? Because I know I can go in there without restraint." And so my point is, it's not like you're living life, adult, like God's not in the pool with you. He's in the pool with you, but you better believe. And this is, dad's in the pool, and truthfully, dad is in the pool, and he's wondering why you're not jumping. And that's the word for your identity. If he is your father and he's in the pool, we expect you ready, set, go. That's it for today. It's a good word, man. Daddy, come teach me how to swim. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Great Wednesday. Have an amazing day. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. We're out.